Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.
Let them get better on two. One, two, get better.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to ChicagoBears.com with Tom Thayer, Jeff Joniak from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. And this is Training Camp Breakdown, our final one during the Bourbonnais portion of training camp. Still plenty to work out up at Halas Hall as the Bears prepare for that September 9th opener at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Had a great entree to this topic. We're going to focus on the DBs, corners and safeties, the type of style this team is going to play on the back end of the defense, how important it is, and what they have to improve upon from last season. Typically known as a cover two team, they do that a third of the time. They're going to mix in a lot of different coverages.
Right. Thank goodness to the experience they have at the cornerback position. And now a little bit of experience at the safety position is going to help morph this shell of a Tampa cover two into a lot of different coverages. And I think it's going to be very beneficial for the talent they've seen on the practice field this year with the size, because it's been able to get involved in different matchups. In the way that offenses distribute their personnel, it's helped the coverage here. Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, Calvin Hayden, three top cornerbacks in this league that are going to be able to really hold the outside of the coverages. But you know, Jeff, it's consistency at the safety position, which is going to be the real telling sign of this coverage. If you have Major Wright and you have Chris Conte able to stabilize that position and be out there for 16 games, it's going to help the cornerback position. They're going to get a better understanding of controlling the deep middle. They're going to get a better understanding of their opponent. And again, when you have the athleticism of three top cornerbacks, it gives you a chance to make a lot of changes.
They have to take the ball away. As a group, that's the requirement. It's non-negotiable. Lovie Smith can see his team swipe three passes. If they drop three others, he's going to be riding these guys hard. So Tim Jennings has been improving his hands. Had an outstanding off-season, training camp included. Arguably the best of anybody on the roster. Intercepted a lot of balls in camp. That safety position has to come up with it, much like Major Wright did in the opener against the Broncos.
But when you talk about the cornerback position, you're talking about specific athleticism, probably the best athletes on the field. When you talk about the safety position, it's anticipation, getting to the proper angles, making sure that your pursuit is going to be able to undercut the ball, but staying on the opposite side of the receiver to keep from giving up the deep ball. So, yeah, you have athletes on the outside, but it's going to take the experience of the safety position that controls the middle, especially in this division with Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford. There is a big crew of receivers and quarterbacks in this division that can attack anywhere on the field. So I said, athleticism on the outside, anticipation on the inside.
And don't get beat deep. If you're in cover two, they better not get beat deep. That's the rule, and it's flared its ugly head a time or two here in the recent past. Back on the back end of the defense. Instincts are certainly involved in this, especially at safety, but it's a slow until you know type of proposition. You don't have to rush it, but once you do figure it out, you read your keys, you got to go.
Right. You know, another thing about the safety position is how they support the line of scrimmage is going to help them disguise coverages and also really influence the timing of the quarterback. So not only is the safeties in this defense going to play deep, they're going to play towards the line of scrimmage, and they're going to try to be an influence in the way the Bears blitz.
Now, we also should mention Jonathan Wilhite, the acquisition from the Denver Broncos, a guy with starting experience. They've got a lot more experience now at that position. They got a little more size than Kelvin Hayden. They got the safeties that they feel that they can work with and grow with. And let's not forget Craig Stelz. You talk about smarts, experience. Now, his fifth year in the system, he knows it as well as anybody.
Well, then let's throw two draft choices in there. Isaiah Frye and Greg McCoy. Two guys that are out here fighting for position. You've seen a lot of positive things out of Isaiah Frye. And Greg McCoy is doing some nice things on a punt return. They'll probably make this team because of the contributions of special teams, but eventually you'd like to see some of that young talent start develop into the legitimate starters.
So that's the story on the defensive backs. Not the easiest position to break down. There's a lot to it that they have to diagnose, and they've been asked to do a lot in this defense, and we didn't even talk about the run game. Those corners have to be physical run stoppers, and that certainly is the case with Tim Jennings, who is what?
Pesky.
Pesky, and he can be nasty, too. He's a very good run support defender, as is Charles Tillman. They rack up the tackles.
I'm glad you brought that up, because if you don't play the run in this defense, you will not play. We're sitting here talking about the sexy part of being a defensive back, interceptions getting in the way of those high-profile receivers. But if you don't come up and meet the running backs at the line of scrimmage with force, Lovie's not going to let you on the field.
That's going to do it for this training camp breakdown. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching once again on ChicagoBears.com.
Central is brought to you by Toyota.